out of juvie at 18 into a job at his mother's boyfriend's garage. Daryl had a way with engines as some had a way with horses. Barlow, who nagged Daryl to distraction, said if he spent as much effort on the job as he did dreaming about being somewhere else, he'd be a rich man. But Daryl had never seen the point in working himself to death when there were so many other ways to get what he wanted. And taking it from somebody else was the best way he knew. Still, since he didn't want to go back to jail, he stuck it out for the lifetime of nearly 3 years. Then he'd gotten what he wanted by stealing the $6,800 under the table cash Barlow kept hidden under the false bottom of a drawer in his office, which showed what a dumbass Barlow was. Then he'd helped himself to some equipment, some parts, busted open the display case on Barlow's prize Bowie knife, figuring he could sell it along the way. He'd packed up while his mother was at work waiting tables, as she always had for piss-poor pay and worse tips. He pocketed $3,200 from the pouch she kept in her flour tin. It rounded him up to $10,000. As he considered himself a good son,